So, with that, joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning, you heard online.
I just thank God that Ralph served real well and he hasn't had any pain. So, it's been real good.
The doctor called me in for some pain medicine, but we didn't go get it filled because the way he was talking, I was going to have a lot of pain. I didn't have any pain afterwards. The worst part of the whole thing was recovering from that anesthesia, whatever that stuff is. That is awful. It makes you sick when you wake up, everything. I've dealt with hangovers a lot of times in my life. I never had nothing like I had during waking up from that anesthesia. That's a mess. We've had a fellow visit for the last couple of weeks named Stanley. Most of you visited Stanley, and Stanley's not here this morning, but he did send me a text. Did you get a text from Stanley?
No.
Did you ever meet him for breakfast?
I went to breakfast, but he never came.
Yeah. He's an interesting fellow. He's a troubled soul in a lot of ways, but he still needs to be ministered to. So Travis, especially more than me, he has reached out with him and had lunch with him a couple of weeks ago in different things. But anyhow, so Stanley likes us. This is what he said. I'm leaving for Biloxi, Mississippi now, and I will attend church there on Sunday. Hope to be back in time for the evening service in the main church in Tallahassee. God bless you, sir. And I sent back to him and I said, drive, stay, Stanley. God loves you and so do I. Now, I don't know what he means by the main church. He said one time he talked about the main church on Lake Ella. The only church that I know on Lake Ella is St. Paul, unless he's talking about something different.
I think it's St. Paul.
Yeah. So, anyhow, pray for Stanley. He's a sweet, sweet person. He really, truly is. Difficult to handle, difficult to talk to at times, but he's a sweet spirit. Any other joys, concerns, and praises you might have? We got the list there on the screen. Phil.
Oh, Betty's going in and out of the
shop. Oh, yeah.
Foot surgery on Friday.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's good.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking forward to.
Betty got a bunion that she needed to get taken off. And you've been struggling with that bunion for a while now, haven't you?
About 5 years.
No, and it never went away. It stayed right with you.
Just got bigger.
Yeah, so Betty won't be here next week, but she, once they take the bunion off, she's not supposed to do a lot of walking. She said from the bathroom to the bed, from the bed to the bath, and that's it. She can't even get Phil's breakfast up in the morning.
Yeah.
Good. So keep her in prayer, please.
They saw the surgery Friday. They went in to clean it out the best they could, but they still could not see his retina. And the doctor said he'll probably have to have two more surgeries. And he's still not able to see out of the left eye at all.
Yeah.
But I just asked God to give me strength to continue on.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
And I should probably say I have not only a wonderful wife, but a nurse who works way beyond the 9 to 5.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
That's
why it says in Ecclesiastes, two are better than one. When one falls down, the other's there to pick you up. You got to have a good friend like that. It's called a wife or a husband. You know, that's got to be your very, very best friend because we need to learn to take care of one another.
Travis. Yes, sir. I was St. Charles for my son traveling back to Sierra, Florida. They went to Jacksonville to the Mayo Clinic all last week, hoping that she would. They took her off, Morgan is his wife, they took Morgan off of her meds so she would have the right type of seizure so they could identify where it's coming from. And she didn't have any the whole week, so.
That's what we said.
It's like, okay, thank you, Lord, for that, but we really wanted to identify that he knows everything.
Yeah.
So they're back. Also, Pastor, it's been on Tina's heart about the church for quite some time now that, you know, we're aging And I say we. The Phoenix, I'm saying. We're both. We're getting older. I'm older than she is, so she's aging. I'm definitely aging. But I think we need to all be praying about that, how we should approach that, what we should do. And I appreciate you bringing that up.
That one song that Ray Bolts sang that really always blessed my heart, but it's so true. People need the Lord. I think everybody here in this room has the Lord, and we need the Lord, we want the Lord. But there is a hurting bunch of people out there.
There's a hurting bunch of people right around this church.
Yes.
And this is the only church that's right.
Yes.
There's churches down there that are right in the middle of the
road. Because I spent a lot of time when I first came here, back here in this neighborhood, and there's a lot of good folks back there. And most of them, the ones that do go to church, go someplace else. I don't know why. They didn't tell me why, and really I didn't care why. I just wanted to let them know that we're still here. What was that lady's name? I went to Emmaus, Joyce
Moore.
Yeah. I mean, she's got so many wonderful things to say about this church, but she goes up there to the big bubble church. I call it the bubble church. But she had a lot of wonderful stories to tell about her life in this church. So. And that's okay. At least she's going to church. I could go on, which I won't, because we want to hear a special song. Don't we?
Is it good?
Yeah.